Title: Old School Arcade Bleeps as Phil's Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson, and we're going to do something that works ridiculously well in drum and bass. Old School Arcade Bleeps as Phil's. These are those short, tonal, percussive little pew and bloop sounds that instantly read as retro game effects. In DNB, they're perfect because they can add motion and hype without stealing the spotlight from the drums and the bass if you keep them tight and you mix them like percussion. By the end, you'll have three tools: a core bleep synth, a fill sequencer approach that feels like sample jungle effects, and a one-bar game over downrun that's money for turnarounds. And all of it will be routed into a dedicated arcade effects bus so it sits in the track like a pro. Let's do this in the same order you do it in a Riedel session. Bussing and gain staging first. Sound design second, then groove and arrangement, and finally the advanced resampling workflow. Step A. Set up the Arcade FX bus. Do this first. Create a return track and name it Arcade FX. Now on this return, you're basically building a little retro in a rave processing chain. First, drop an EQ8. High pass it pretty hard, like 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 180 and 250 Hz. The whole point is, arcade bleeps should not even think about competing with your sub or the weight of the mix. Then do a quick reality check. If you notice your bleeps are fighting your snare crack, which is often living around 2.5 to 4.5K, do a gentle dip. 2 to 4 dB, nothing extreme. We're not trying to make it dull, we're making space for the snare to stay the authority. Next in the chain, add saturator. Put it on analog clip, drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. This gives you that slightly crunchy, hardware-ish edge without getting louder in a way that destroys your headroom. If the return starts getting louder, turn the output down. That's a theme for this whole lesson. Edge without level creep. After that, add hybrid reverb. Choose a small room or an ambience style algorithm. Keep the decay short, like 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the bleep stays punchy before the space shows up, and then roll off the top. Set the high cut around 6 to 9k so the reverb doesn't turn into fizzy hat mask. Then add delay or echo. Go tempo synced. 1/8 or 1/16 dotted are great for DNB because they bounce into the gaps. Feedback around 15 to 35%. And filter it. High pass around 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Again, we're keeping this FX vibe tight and mix safe. Last, keep this return level conservative. Arcade bleeps are best when they suggest movement, like a little flare of energy, not like you just introduced a new lead. One extra pro move: if your bleep itself is mostly mono, you can put utility at the end of the return and widen only the wet signal. Set width somewhere like 120 to 160%. Only the wet. That way your drums and bass stay solid in the center, but the bleeps feel wider and more game world. Cool. Bus is ready. Step B. Build the core arcade bleep synth using only stock devices. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bleep 1. Drop operator on it. For oscillator A, pick square. Bring the level down a bit, around minus 6 dB. Just so we keep headroom. Now shape the amp envelope like it's a tiny synth drum. Attack at zero. Decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. You want it short. If your bleeps are longer than about 200 milliseconds most of the time, they stop feeling like fills and start feeling like a lead line. That's how you clutter a roller without realizing it. Now the signature. Pitch snap. In operator, turn on pitch envelope. Set the amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones, and set the decay between 20 and 90 milliseconds. What this does is the note starts higher and drops fast. Your brain hears that as a classic arcade bloop or pew. It's also why it reads percussive. The pitch is changing so fast it feels like an impact. Now add the 8-bit grit. After operator, add redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 6 to 10, but keep the dry/wet modest, like 10 to 35%. Redux is powerful, and it's easy to overdo it until it's just fizzy noise masking your hats. Think of it like seasoning. Then add auto filter. Use a high pass mode, 12 dB slope is fine. Set the frequency around 200 to 350 Hz. A touch of resonance, maybe 0.2 to 0.5. You can optionally add a tiny envelope amount so each hit has a little extra plink, but keep it subtle. Now send this track to the arcade FX return. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send. You can always bring it up later. And here's the mindset: This bleep isn't supposed to compete with your drop. It's supposed to make the drop feel bigger by setting up contrast. Step C. Program it like a DNB fill so it grooves. Let's assume we're at 174 BPM. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on bleep 1. First, choose notes that won't clash with the bass. A safe starting point is your minor triad or a pentatonic. So if you're in F minor, F, AB, C is safe. And keep the bleeps mostly above C4 so you're not stacking low mids on top of Reese territory. If you already have a huge Reese living around 200 to 600 Hz, push these bleeps even higher. Think fundamentals starting around 800 Hz up to 2K, then tame harshness if needed. Now, rhythm. In DNB, fills often feel best when they answer the drums, not when they sit on top of them. Try pattern A, the classic push. Put 1/8 notes in the last half of the bar, like from beat 3 and to 4 end. That gives you forward motion into the next bar without stepping on the main groove too early. Then try pattern B, jungle chatter. Use 1/16 stabs with gaps. The gaps matter. If you fill every grid line, it turns into a blur and it stops reading as a fill. Now add groove, vary velocity. Alternate something like 70 up to 110, and nudge a couple notes slightly early, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, to create urgency. Or use groove pool, MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, but apply it lightly, maybe 10 to 25%. You want it to feel alive, not sloppy. Teacher note, don't make it more fill by adding more notes. Make it more fill-like by controlling a few key parameters over time. One motif, evolving. That's the pro move. Also, arrangement discipline. Use these as punctuation at the end of phrases. Every 8 or 16 bars is plenty. If you spam them, your ear stops caring. Step D, turn it into an arcade fill machine with resampling and slicing. This is where it goes from cool synth to production-ready tool. Create a new audio track called Bleep Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now play your bleep pattern and record 1 to 2 bars. Great. You've now printed it. This is a huge workflow upgrade because you stop endlessly tweaking and you start arranging. Arcade effects actually benefit from being committed assets. They feel game-like partly because they're static sounds reused in different contexts. Now take the recorded audio, right-click it, and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing and create simpler slices. Now you can play these bleeps like drum hits. Program microfills in the last half bar before a drop. Retrigger tiny slices on 1/16s, but leave air. The goal is that it feels like sample jungle effects, with character and little artifacts, not like perfect pristine MIDI every time. And because it's sliced audio, the tiny timing and pitch quirks become part of the vibe. Step E. Build the game over descending fill. The 1-bar turnaround. Duplicate bleep 1 to a new MIDI track and call it bleep 2, downrun. In operator, make it a little more aggressive. Increase pitch envelope amount, somewhere like plus 24 to plus 48 semitones, and shorten the pitch envelope decay, like 20 to 50 milliseconds. That gives you a more laser-like pew. Now write a 1-bar descending run. You can start high, like around E5 and descend toward E4, but keep it scale correct for your track. Use 1/16 notes, but here's the trick. Drop out for the last 1/8 so your snare or impact has room to breathe. That little moment of space makes the transition hit harder. Add pitch bend for arcade slides. In the MIDI clip, draw quick dips, maybe minus 2 to minus 7 semitones. Then in operator, set pitch bend range to 12 semitones so the move is dramatic. Now add a coin click transient layer. You can do this with operator's noise oscillator. Make it extremely short. Decay 20 to 60 milliseconds. High pass it at around 1K or even higher. Place it on the final 1/16 right before the drop. It's that tiny punctuation that helps the fill cut through without making it brighter for a long time. Placement-wise, this is perfect into a drop at bar 16 into 17, or as a section change at 32 into 33. Step F. Make it sit in a DNB mix. This is non-negotiable. Arcade bleeps should duck under drums and bass. Put a compressor on each bleep track. Enable sidechain. Feed it from your drum bus or at least your kick and snare group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for subtle gain reduction, like 1 to 4 dB. The point isn't to pump. The point is for transients to stay in charge. Then EQ on the bleep track itself, not just the return. High pass between 200 and 400 Hz. If it's harsh, notch a bit around 3 to 6K, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Q around 2 to 4. If it's high-spicky, low pass around 9 to 12k, and keep the bleep mostly mono. Utility width that 0 to 30% is fine. Let the return effects provide width that keeps your center image clean for kick, snare, bass, and the main hook. Now, some advanced coach notes to level this up. First, macro control. Instead of writing 10 different MIDI clips, build a rack and map the stuff that actually makes the fill evolve. Map pitch envelope amount. Map amp decay. Map redux dry slash wet. Map filter cutoff. And map your delay send amount, even if you're just automating the send lane manually. Then automate only one or two macros over the last two beats before a transition. That's how you get this fill is doing something without turning it into a melody. Second, range discipline. Choose a register per section. For example, verse bleeps might live C5 to G5, and pre-drop bleeps jump up G5 to C6. When you do that, the listener reads it as arrangement, not random FX. Third, decide the role before you program. Are the bleeps acting like ghost hats? Then keep them tiny and rhythmic. Are they answering the snare? Then put them in the cracks, like on 2E, 2A, 3 and 4E, not directly on top of 2 and 4. Or are they a lead and riser? Then use a downrun, pitch snap, and a delay throw at the end. Fourth, microdynamics beat loudness. If the bleep isn't cutting, don't just turn it up. Add a tiny bit of transient shaping. Drum bass after the bleep is great for this. Super subtle. Drive 1 to 3. Transients plus 5 to plus 15, or saturator with low drive, but bring output down so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Now a couple of advanced variation ideas. If you want to get fancy, you can build a call and response generator in session view. Make 6 to 10 one-bar clips, same sound, different rhythms. Set follow actions to go to next or other every bar. Trigger it for 4 bars before a drop. Record the output to audio, and keep the best 1 or 2 bars. That gives you semi-random fills that still feel controlled. You can also do two-player bleeps. Duplicate the bleep track. Track A is mono, dry, tight. Track B is high-passed, widened, more delay, and 6 to 10 dB quieter. The blend feels bigger without messing with center drums. And if you want quick tension without sounding like you're writing prog, polymeter. In the last bar of a phrase, set your bleep clip loop length to something like 3/16 or 5/16 so it cycles against 4/4. It'll feel like arcade glitch energy, and then you cut it at the drop so everything resolves. This audio version is shortened for playback.